During the last couple of decades, Wisconsin's prison population has grown consistently to the point that the state's even sent some offenders elsewhere to be incarcerated. Over the next couple of years, Doyle wants to reverse that trend and actually decrease the number of inmates in Wisconsin. He'll ask for nearly $3 million for an intensive drug and alcohol treatment program. Corrections Secretary Matt Frank says the idea is to get offenders to better themselves so they won't end up coming back to prison.
By focusing on alcohol and drug treatment, we believe that we will have more offenders who are successful when they leave, fewer crimes that are committed when they leave, fewer victims in the community, and of course, in the long run, fewer people returning to jail or prison.
Doyle will also propose expanding an early release program where offenders can get out of prison early if they receive community-based treatment. And he'll push to give judges more options for punishing people who violate the terms of their probation or parole. Right now, those people are sent back to prison. Republican Dave Zien of Eau Claire chairs the Senate Corrections Committee. He says he agrees with several of the governor's ideas in principle.
Every dollar that goes to corrections is a dollar less for education, for health care, for senior citizens. It's a dollar less for needy people. So anything and everything we can do in that respect absolutely is needed.
Zien favors a plan that would use public land sales to fund some community-based treatment, although there's no indication the Doyle administration is on board. Overall, the governor will ask for nearly $1.9 billion to fund corrections, nearly $83 million more than the state spent 2 years ago. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.